Hello and welcome to another episode of What Do You Call It podcast. I'm your host, GB. Today's guest calls himself the GOAT at just the age of 20 years old. One of the shining stars of Scottish wrestling. Please welcome Ronin King. Bit of an introduction there for you, mate. But I want to know how you're doing today.
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad. Not really sure how the interview is going to go. Just if anyone already is aware of who you are, they're going to know you're a big fan of yourself. But I like that a little bit.
Well,
I
I
feel
do.
Some wrestlers lack the confidence sometimes. And if you know you're good, why not embrace it?
Mate, I'm fucking great. And, you know, if you don't love yourself, who's going to love you?
There we go. Is there anything
Exactly.
else I need to know? Cool. Scrap the questions then. He's fucking great. Thank you for coming on. I'm kidding, my man.
Anytime, bro.
There's a few questions I want to ask you, but let's rewind the clocks. And Ronin, I want to know, how did you discover wrestling?
Again, like, I think as we're seeing more and more with my generation, it was video games for me. Like, my younger brother got into it and he just started playing the games. And then I'll play the games. And I was very like, oh, John Cena, I know that guy. I'll play as him. Until one day, my mum's a deputy head at school. So I'd have to like sit in her office after school for hours.
Is
I was
that
really
what got
bored.
in trouble, or did you get away with a lot of stuff because like your mum was the deputy head?
Oh, I think I'd get away with it a little bit in school, but then when I get home, oh,
I never heard the end of it.
Hell had opened. But yeah, I was just bored and I just was like, oh, what's the WWE up to? And I watched fucking Roman Reigns versus Sheamus, that one where Vince McMahon is the special guest referee.
Oh, on a
And
Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, that was it.
Was you even a teenager when that happened?
I was 11 or 12.
Ah, hell, I'm so old. Christ.
So yeah, that's where I got started. And for a story that I don't look back on that well now, that's what got me hooked, so I love it.
Fair play, mate, fair play. I mean, I've heard of video games, but I've not necessarily heard Roman Reigns versus Sheamus during the big dog era when they were trying everything they could to get him over as the top guy. And you had people like Dean Ambrose and Ziggler and Bray Wyatt. Nah, Roman Reigns is that guy. And then as the years went on, boo, boo, it got louder and louder. But
worst.
That one night you've mentioned, I remember it specifically because it's the one time the fans cheered Roman.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's maybe why I did like Roman. Like, I really liked Roman just because I guess he was shoved down my throat. But as like a 12-year-old kid, oh, this is a guy that's doing everything. He's really cool because he's winning. So I like him. It wasn't until Roman versus AJ, where AJ was a guy I just naturally liked, where I was like, okay, AJ is my boy now. So
those matches were incredible.
They were the best. They were so good, man.
I love them.
So
Yeah, good. Was it like Extreme Rules and Payback? Was it? Someone's going to correct me.
Yeah, it was Extreme Rules and Payback because that's when they switched it from like you can't win the belt by DQ, or count out or something like that. And yeah,
And you had
I
like
remember that one.
Usos and oh, what they called OC Club. That was it.
Yeah, Bullet Club basically.
Yeah, pretty much. But we haven't rights to it. But no, that's cool, man. I mean, it's a good match itself. If anyone hasn't seen it, go on the network while you can before it goes onto Netflix, as everyone's seen the news. I hope it stays the same price, because if it does, I'll be a very happy boy.
Yeah, if Netflix goes up, I'll be fuming, but...
I know.
Yeah.
I not to say, like, I'm tight with money, but let's just say I enjoy my films with the adverts.
Exactly. And, I mean, it's nice because I'll finally be able to watch Raw on SmackDown, because... I don't want to buy BT Sports to watch it on SmackDown.
Nah.
So, well, I
And
got
it's
the
cheaper
network, so
that
what I get.
if you want to watch it live as well. For us, 1 o'clock in the morning. Did you ever do that with shows back in the day, by the way, when you were growing up?
All the time. Like, and I think my first one was like Royal Rumble 2018. And well, I must have finished at 4 or 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm up at school the next day at like 8 a.m. And
Killer, innit?
I kept doing it every month for some
Yeah.
reason. And I was a broken man the next day.
And you know what? If it was worth it, you didn't really care. You'd still be tired, but
Exactly.
by the like the end of the day, you're fine. If the pay-per-view was a stinker, there's been a few of them over the last few years, you're like, oh, fuck, stayed up for that, 3 hours sleep, and you're still bitching about it, going on Twitter, messaging your mates or whatever, and you're like, was it really worth it?
Yeah,
It
I
was, because I'm a
remember.
nerd.
Yeah, exactly. I remember the first time I ever, like, I used to stay awake religiously for it, no matter
Yeah.
what. Like, I'd be sitting in uncomfortable positions, so I'd stay awake. But Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton when they did that Firefly Funhouse match, whatever it was. That yeah, that killed me. That was the first show I ever fell asleep to because I was like, I don't really care anymore.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
There's some, like, don't get wrong, like, you know, it's sad that we lost Bray Wyatt, and I think there were some
Yeah.
amazing moments, but that Orton feud just went on and
Didn't
on
hit.
and on. And then he did it
Didn't
again in the pandemic. Oh, I was like, come on,
hit.
boys, we don't need this again. But
Yeah. We know what we're doing with them too. Yeah, it's
exactly,
they just
exactly.
never clicked, which is a shame.
We've just spoken about WWE, but as you are, as I said in the beginning, one of the shining stars of Scottish wrestling. I kind of
Thank you,
have to
bro.
mention ICW, Insane Championship Wrestling, for the folks out there that might not be aware, but I think most people are by now. So, I want to know, when were you kind of exposed to this company? Because obviously, when Drew went over, and then obviously Scottish wrestling had that boom period, and then it reached a global level
Yeah, like I
network.
mean, ICW at the time was huge.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I live in Glasgow now, and like you see the hydro and everything. You're like, how were they selling that? That's wild for an independent company, especially.
Yeah.
I don't know when I would have been exposed. It would have been the usual Grado and Drew sort of period where I would have seen it
We
on
will
YouTube or
touch on
something.
Grado in a bit. We will touch on him.
That's great. That was great. But yeah, Grado sort of Drew era. Like that would have been when I would have noticed it. I never actually went to an ICW show live or anything. Like I was very much I knew it and I'd watch YouTube of it, but I never got invested in the Scottish indies, I guess,
Yeah.
until I started actually wrestling in them. And now I think
Oh,
it's the best
really?
place in the world. Yeah,
Oh, fair enough.
like
That's quite interesting, to be fair.
I think I attended one indie show before I performed on an indie show at the next one. So
Was
yeah.
there any former WWE stars? You get them a lot in the UK. So the UK folks will
Yeah.
cock on straight into what I'm saying. You will at least get on the, most shows, 0.9% of them, former WWE star or whatever. Did you have anyone on that show that had the description of that?
So yeah, we had my very good friend Zach Dynamite, who's amazing. Like what a
Yeah.
fucking guy. He wrestled Pac, and that was my first ever live indie
Nice.
show. Yeah, it was a banger of a match.
Pax
Pac
fucking
almost
amazing.
broke his neck, but it was a banger.
Oh, bloody hell. Oof. Mate, Pax
Yeah.
amazing though. Like, I met him as a fan a couple of years ago, just before the pandemic actually, and he didn't know how to spell George. I was like, great.
Of
The
course it doesn't.
Geordie from England does not have to spell George. But you know what? He was really
Yeah.
nice though. He's a really nice guy. And for your
Yeah,
mate to
man.
wrestle him as well, that must have been cool for you to see that in person as well.
Exactly. 100%.
That's cool, man. That's cool,
It was
man.
impressive.
Before you became the GOAT, as you refer to yourself as, what
Yeah.
actually inspired you to become a professional wrestler? So we kind of touched on about you becoming a wrestler, but I want to sort of know what led you to this journey that you're currently on in the early days, by the way, I have to say.
So, like, obviously, after the Roman Reigns feud, I became obsessed, and it was all I'd ever think about. Like, I bought all the figures, and I got into it quite later than it wasn't cool anymore to like wrestling. I had maybe like one or two mates that were actually really into it, but I became so hooked, and I was so engrossed in it. I never really knew what I wanted to do with life, and then I think that year for my birthday, my mom bought me tickets to WWE Live,
Nice.
and it was AJ versus Dean Ambrose Moxley in the main event. And I remember after that match, I kind of just turned around. I was like, yeah,
I'm gonna do
that's
this.
what I want to do. That's what I want to be.
Hey there, guys. Champagne Charlie here. We're in a new year, 2024, and what a way to start off my new year, that's for sure. As this week, I'll be a guest on What Do You Call It? Podcast. Probably one of the best podcasts in the UK right now. I'll let you know what my plans are, what I plan to do throughout 2024, and also just have some fun, because that's the main part. Looking forward to it. I look forward to asking all the questions that you're wondering, okay? Take care. See you soon.
And then after that, I was like, yeah, that's what I want to be. And from then, I just never deterred off it. Became old enough, started looking around where I was. And I was in Aberdeen. So I went to WrestleZone, which is, doesn't get the credit for what it's
We're going to be
done. Like,
talking a lot about WrestleZone, by the way. So don't worry, we're
yeah.
not going to brush that aside.
Oh, no, not at all, bro. But yeah, that place, phenomenal, phenomenal place.
It's
So
worth
yeah.
seeing mates to work as well. Just before I do touch on WrestleZone, I want to know how old were you when you began training? Because you're only 20 years old. And I kind of forget that just talking to you now for the last 15 minutes or
Yeah.
so. I can tell you're already quite mature for your age, and the fact
Oh,
that
thank you,
kind
bro.
of, watching your work, it just, I would assume that you've been doing this for a lot longer. But I want to know,
Thank
when
you,
did you
man.
begin your training and where?
So I started, I just turned 15 at WrestleZone in Aberdeen. That was my starting point. But then I had a weird sort of journey. So I played rugby a lot in school and I trained for 3, 4 months, got a double concussion, was out for six, so many months, even like 6 to 8 months. Came back, did a session, COVID hit. Done. So it was gutting, but I'm still here, so I can't complain.
Do you feel that your rugby days have kind of toughened you up to professional wrestling? Because of all the bumps you've had to take it.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Like, especially with like coming to the ring and bumping, like, again, bumping, there's nothing like it for the first time. Like, you don't expect it to suck as much as it sucks. But I think going to the mindset of like, I do this against the hard ground every week anyway, I might as well do it here. Help me.
Bloody hell. Did you have any challenges when you were in the early days of your training? Anything
Oh, I
like
just didn't. I didn't get it. I never
that?
got it. Like, no, like there's a boy again who's still performing, one of my best mates, Evan Young. He and me were training at the same time and he got it so much quicker than me. Like, he could understand everything. I kind of just wanted to do cool things because that was me at the time. Like, I didn't get the whole structure and things making sense. I didn't get that
Like the
till
basics.
mid-COVID. Yeah, exactly. I could do everything physically fine, but I couldn't put it all together with a wrestling brain until COVID. And then I watched so much wrestling, it just clicked and I got it finally.
What do you mean I can't Superman punch everyone?
Exactly. Like, what do you mean I can't just moonsault in and do eight in my shine? Like, you know what I
Oh,
mean?
nah, that's fair, man. That's fair. How long were you training for until you made your official in-ring debut?
So I started starting at 2019 and I debuted in November 2021 at the second show back for WrestleZone, which was ace, like a lot of fun. But then that was like a very, it was a training academy show. So debut technically, like it was only other workers on the show and me. But if we want to talk big show, I did the next show at Christmas Chaos, which was like a good 200 people crowd or so. So
Let's
I'd
talk
say,
about the trainee show, the academy show, as you say,
yeah.
with your other workers. So I want to compare the two until like the big show that you'd eventually make your debut. But I want to know the actual first in-ring debut. So going back to that one, did you? You know, you said workers. Was there actually anyone in the audience, or was it just people
Yes.
that worked there?
Yeah, I think there was maybe like 50 tickets sold. But then again, like a bunch of them were my family, and a bunch of them was Evan's family, who for him it was his second show. So like it wasn't the real atmosphere of how do I control a crowd, because being a heel, I'd already gone to my family. Oh, boomy. So I kind of knew I had that security blanket of
Or was
I
it
know
just
how they're going
literally
to
for them just to
react.
boo you? Like, you didn't even tell them. Like, yeah, we're just going to boo you anyway.
Yeah, exactly. They were like, well, fine, I have no issue with that. But yeah,
That's
and
funny.
then exactly, and I had that security of I knew how they were going to react. And yeah, I also knew if I messed up, which I luckily didn't. Like, again, I'm very happy with that match. I'm not one of those guys like, oh, I hate my debut match. Like, no, I'm really happy with it, so I can't
What was the
complain.
feedback that you received from your mates and your family?
For my family, it was very, they don't get wrestling, so it's very, oh, you were great, you were great. I don't like your trousers, all that sort of. Why have you got to be such a dickhead? From actual training, it's the one I always got told for the first like 6 months to just slow down, take your time, because I had such a tendency to just like adrenaline's so high, you don't take the time. Like, I was lucky, my mouth was always pretty good, like I was always good at chatting shit, but moves wise, it's like boom, 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 rushing through everything. Where I think now, I mean, there's still some matches where I just completely forget, but now I'm much better at taking my time, enjoying every moment.
During the early days, mate, like as we're discussing, it is the origins of the GOAT.
Yeah, bro. Still go back then, still go
Hey, he's set, he's not shy, is he? So
now.
comparing this debut to the debut on the big show for WrestleZone, tell me about
Yeah.
that. How was that for you? And if you can make some like comparisons or even just highlighting the differences.
So I got much more of a real show experience because I wasn't booked until the week of. So my debut match I'd planned like a month in advance. I mean, it was lucky because I got COVID right before it. And I think I
Yeah.
was out of isolation 2 days before I debuted. I
Yeah.
turned 18 the day I got out of isolation, and then I wrestled the next day. So I didn't even drink on my 18th birthday
I'm so glad
because
you
I was like,
can continue to explain that. I got lucky, I got
yeah,
COVID.
well, and luckily I had the match before COVID, so I
I
could just like, when I was sat in my room, I could at least just go over this match and learn. But then we had an injury, and it was the person that was going to wrestle Evan. So like, oh, can you wrestle? So it was much more of a on the week coming to training. Right, let's sort this out. So it was much more. I could take my time as much. I kind of need to get a match. I mean, at the time, I mean, now I'll happily pull up to a show on the day and plan a match. But at the time, I needed that time to process everything. So it was much
Not
more
heard of. I
real.
mean,
And
some of the
then,
greats did it. Macho Man, DDP.
exactly. So can't complain, but it was a bet. It was a really good show. And I'm trying to think even what I felt like. Oh, mate, I almost shit myself for going out. Like, it's terrifying. But I had a few of my mates in the crowd, and luckily, Evan's quite a small lad. So the second I make fun of him being short, they're invested.
You
His
really
mum
like
was in the
popped your
front
mates
row.
already, like during the match. You've won them over already. Don't not even like done a
Yeah,
match.
exactly. They know what it's gonna be. And then like I had Evan by the hair and was like chatting shit in front of his mum about him. So the crowd caught on pretty quickly. Ah, we don't like this guy. So yeah.
Did you beat Evan?
No, I did not. I did not. Yeah.
Did he
We'll
cheat?
go again.
There we go. Yeah.
Pardon?
Did he cheat?
Nope. He rolled me up, so it wasn't that clean. So you know, we'll take
Yeah.
that.
Fair enough. Excuses for Ronan. So Ronan, wrestle zone. So
Yeah.
already, you trained there, you made your debut there. And if people search you up, they look you up, they see a lot of your content there relating to WrestleZone. And one thing that kind of won me over was not your wrestling, it was actually the videos you do. I could tell you got a lot of
Yeah, man.
freedom in this world and you're having fun in them. The short videos, like you're building shows up, you're promoting the matches, and you're just being you. And it's great the way you embrace yourself. And it's like there's comedic tones to it, but you're serious sometimes as well. Tell me more about these videos, the creative input that you get to them, and if anyone does assist you in them.
No, thank you, man. I appreciate all you said. I don't know, a lot of the time I just spitballing ideas. Like, I think very quickly into wrestling, like I watch a lot of wrestling content, especially around like Scottish British scene. And there's a lot of times I've seen these promos and they'll start off, with someone just sitting in front of camera talking. I was like, right, I want to cut out, limit how much I do that, because eventually, like, I can see everyone's doing that, so let's find something else. I'm just surrounded by like good people at WrestleZone. My girlfriend's an actress, my best mate from school, so I can kind of get all sides of the coin and be like, right, here's a stupid idea. What do you think of it?
Like when you
Here's a
go for a
stupid
meal
idea.
with like one of your championship belts.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
Or when
oh,
you're in France,
I
like you're in France on holiday, just cut the promo. Just like,
yeah.
that's a dick.
That was so much fun, man. But yeah, I remember that one was. I always wanted to do that with a belt. And then I text the promoter and I was like, hey, have you got any ideas what you want me to do? And he was like, no, just be a dickhead. So I filmed that and he was like, that's exactly the sort of
You're
shit I
like,
wanted to see.
too easy for me, too easy.
Yeah, like, no, that's just a natural gift. Like, I don't want to spoil it, but I'm right now trialing for my next promo, a song parody. See how that goes. So yeah.
Oh, because I
Just
want like a hint though, but then it will give it away. But this
well,
is
the
where
song's "Murder on the Dance Floor." That's the hint I'll
that'd be a
give.
great song.
Yeah,
Song.
it's in right now. It's a banger. We'll see what we can do with it.
Oh, because of Saltburn.
Yeah.
What do you think of Saltburn, by the way? Just I'm getting kind of mixed responses from people I know. And I thought, while we're on the podcast, I like to talk about films here and there. And I watched it, I liked it. Didn't think it was amazing, but I thought it was good.
I think it was like groundbreaking. I enjoyed it. I was severely uncomfortable for a lot of it. Like, it was fucked, but it was a good
It's
film.
the scene with the blood and the grave. I could have done without that.
I didn't need to see that in my life, but it was a decent laugh.
If you've seen it, if you haven't,
Yeah.
just watch it, but don't let me know what you think of it, because
Yeah, I
then I'll
don't
get
need to hear your
flashbacks.
opinions on it.
I actually kind of forgot until you said, and I was like, yep, I remember. Come back to me now.
Yeah,
Cool. Let's change the subject. Let's change the subject. But yeah, the short videos are brilliant. I really like them. The romantic
thank
meal
you, bro.
guitar, as I said, probably my favorite one. The videos are done, and I think it's good that you're kind of doing it independently as well. It kind of adds a
Yeah.
little bit more to your character. You're not just someone goes in the wrestles and that's it, and I'll send a tweet.
Exactly. Like I'd rather have like online presence or what gets people over now. You know what I mean? So I'd
Separate
rather
you
have
as well.
that.
Even like your interview with John's network, John Scott, a
Yeah.
friend of the show, a good friend in real life.
Great guy.
And I was just like, I want him on. He's a dick, but I like the
Thank
challenge. I didn't really know how
you,
to
bro.
say this. I mean, like, you're confident, but like, I think you're a good lad. So my hat
Thank you,
keeps
man. Thank you.
in this way. I don't know which side.
Oh, right.
yeah, no. It's since we talked about salt, bro. It's just like, fuck.
Just get a go-kart, man. Just get a
I know,
go-kart.
I know, I know. But we're here now. I've got bad hair. So, Grado, who we mentioned earlier, big name in Scottish wrestling. I think even just in general now, you've probably seen him in TNA, AW, fucking BBC Scotland, just everywhere, really. How
Yeah.
has it been in the ring with him?
Oh, mate, so good. Like he's one of the best lads
Mm.
ever. Like I was less than a year into wrestling. I remember like it was like summer and WrestleZone just handed me the plans. They're like, right, this is what we want next year. I could believe I got Grado. Like they were so good to me with that. And I
Yeah.
can't thank them more than that. That was phenomenal. And I just remember being in the ring and being like, I remember before the match I almost passed out. Like
Really?
it was a
The
yeah,
goat
and
is human after all. Did you hear that, people?
I was like, this is a huge name. And he was like, he didn't come to the show till it started. So I'm just sat there like a ball of stress.
Yeah.
And we got the whole match and I knew the match. I knew the match.
Yeah.
I was just so nervous. I started doing push-ups and I almost like blacked out because I was like, I wasn't breathing.
Fuck. Did he put
But
you at ease at least?
when, yeah, completely. And the second we went out there, I felt it easily. The second I turned the switch and I'm out in the ring, I
Yeah.
didn't feel it as much. And I think it was we started running a bit of the match, and it was like, and he said like to me, like, "Oh, like throw three punches, we'll move on." So I threw my three, and he went, "Keep going, this is really good. Slam me." And I was like, "Okay, right. He likes me. It's fine. We're working well, and he's the greatest guy." Like that match is arguably my favorite, and he was so good after
Oh,
it, like.
nice. Yeah.
He was like, oh, if you ever need anything, DM me. Every time I see him since, he's such a great guy to me. So, yeah, he's
That's
really
sweet,
nice.
man. I've never had the pleasure of meeting him, but I've heard he's a nice guy. And for you to
Yeah, great
confirm that
guy.
as well, just even like clips I've seen from the match, I think it's on Scottish Wrestling Network, I believe.
Yeah,
You've
there's
got a
quite a
few
few.
clips where you're like wearing the angel wings and then it leads into a stunner. You do like this insane 360 over the rope, land your feet, eye poke.
That was the thing I was most nervous for because I knew I could do it in training. And I was
Yeah.
like, obviously, in a greater match, you're not going to pull out your fucking indie classic. It's going to be very. But I was like, I want to do this. He's like, are you sure you can land it? And I was like,
Air patient, mate.
yeah, I can. But, and then I
Ricochet did
landed it.
that, but not even
Yeah.
not during a match, though. You did it during a match and then leading to
Yeah.
another spot. It's like, fuck.
The issue is now everyone wants me to do it in every show. They're like, oh, do the flip
You've
down. I'm
got
like,
to save
oh.
it. You've got to save it. And I do understand why they
Yeah.
do it, but you've got to save your ankles, mate. I can't imagine that being too fun doing
Exactly.
that.
Oh man, it's my knees. It's my knees.
No, mate.
Yeah.
If anyone hasn't seen it, by the way, pause it. Search Grado versus Ronan King. I think it's on Scottish Wrestling Network. It's just a YouTube short. It's insane. Find it, pause it. Awesome. Let me know what you think in the
Come
comments.
back.
Brilliant. Yeah, come back. Come back. Hello there. I've got a special announcement for my next guest.
Hey, what's up, world? My name is Caron Chalier, and I'll be your next guest on What Do You Call It podcast.
Yeah, heard. Is WrestleZone the place now you say like you've established yourself, the place that you call your wrestling home?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Like without a doubt, WrestleZone's it's my place. Like every show. I'm not saying like I moved to Glasgow recently and every show is such good vibes and everything, but WrestleZone will always be that place in my heart. It's the boys I trained with the whole time. It's the boys I almost go to like free fall of my ideas. I've got such good friendships with everyone there. Like it's my place.
Besides seeing the goat, if you was to persuade someone who's in the area to
Yeah.
come down to one of WrestleZone's shows, what would you say? You're the promoter right now.
The most underrated company in Scotland.
Yeah.
Everyone's got such good charisma, such a big character. Everyone gets on so well. You can tell whenever people are wrestling that everyone just gets on well. And it's such a good place to free fall ideas and have people be like, maybe not, but try this. You know, it's never just, no, it's, oh, how can we make everything better and better and better? And everyone's honest with you, which is the best part. Like, I don't go and have something I was like, yeah, that was good. And I just move on. Like, I like getting feedback on how can I get better for the next show?
Yeah.
And it's the best place because we've all got. Exactly. Like, you want to know, how do I get better from here? Not just, oh, that was good. Okay, move on. Because I'm not the best wrestler in the world. Oh, well, I mean, gimmick wise, I'm the best wrestler in the world. But I know personally, I'm not the best wrestler in the world. So if there's nothing to build upon, then I should be the best wrestler in the world. So tell me why I'm not, is basically my feedback.
There's always room for improvement. But mate, you're only 20 years old. That's the scary part of this as well. And then when I see, like, you know, clips of your matches, or just when I send them your way, and they'll be able to see you grow as a performer, they'll just be like, Jesus Christ, early 20s. Like, one of his first matches was Roman Reigns versus Sheamus on Raw in like 2015, for fuck's sake. So, you know, do the math there. But
thank you.
Where outside of Scotland would you like to wrestle in the next few years?
Oh, mate, right now, England is all I've got my eyes on. Like, I've moved to Glasgow. I'm so much closer because I did Wrestle Carnival a few times.
Yeah, in Coventry, yeah.
Yeah, that was the best experiences. I love Wrestle Carnival, but now obviously it's going on its hiatus. So it's like, great. That was my...
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, wow, that came out of nowhere.
That was my way in to England. So it's now just, I trained with Flash, New Wave with my mates. It's all about getting just to other schools in England right now and just hopefully being able to get a little bit of a foot in with England, because in Scotland, bar like ICW, there's not much other places that I are dying to wrestle that I haven't. So just get my foot in.
It's not to say like I'm bored of Scotland or anything, but it's like, you know, gain experience. Like, look at some of the best wrestlers that you and I, you know, probably fans of. You know, especially like an AJ Styles, like they've traveled the world.
Exactly.
You know,
and like I know
from, you know, each country, and they've used it in terms of, you know, their skill set and their experience.
Exactly. I know me and my boy, Judas Gray, shout out. We're going back out to Europe again. Like, we went to WXW last summer and it was the best experience of our lives. Like, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Such a good vibe. And life was really good, just waking up, hitting the gym and wrestling for a day. So
that's
we
cool.
Want to get back out there and do a bit of European tours and see if we get any bookings elsewhere. And again, it's just traveling. I would just want to be out there. I want to be in Japan.
Just get your name out there.
I want to be in Mexico. I want to be in America. I want to be everywhere. You know what I mean? If they're wrestling Antarctica, I want to wrestle in Antarctica. You
Someone know what I mean? Fire this man out and his angel wings, and you'll get a performance. You might get insulted, but you'll get your money's worth. That's what I say.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate that.
Got a last question to ask you. It's a fun one. I ask every single guest this. It doesn't have to be wrestling related, so you can switch your wrestling brain off for now.
All right.
I want you to pick three dream dinner guests for your dream party. You're the host, Ronan. It could be anyone, dead or alive. Famous, doesn't have to be famous. Fictional or non-fictional. Didn't just redo this part. But yeah, you're the host, my man. Up to you. If you can give me a short reason as to why you want them there, that'd be great. Ronan, give me the first
guess. John Cena, because I've been listening to his podcast with Logan Paul today, and he just seems like a wealth of knowledge.
I'm going to listen to that work tomorrow. I'm going to listen to that work.
Yeah. Hey, I love John Cena. Great guy. Anakin Skywalker or Darth Vader, just that'd be such a sick
one or the other, and they're not the same person. Well, they are, but you know what I mean. I'm just being a smart ass now.
Well, Anakin, because I don't want to get killed for his stepping out of line. Who'd be my third?
Ronan. I'll try to
Conor McGregor.
I'm such a fucking nerd.
Conor McGregor, surely.
I used to really like him, but I just think the guy's a beller now. It's just such a shame. One of the best fighters at one point in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen the new Roadhouse trailer, by the way? The one that he's in with, I forgot his name now. Jake something. It will come to me. Not the wrestler. Yeah, so basically Roadhouse. an original film, Patrick Swayze, they're remaking it, Conor McGregor's in it. He's all over the trailer.
Sure.
So after this, you can check it out and
I'll
then
go check it
us. But he just looks like he's
out.
off his tits.
Yeah, that's kind of what I want to hear from now. I want to know what his mentality was, because obviously you knew when he was the fucking king of the world. But now I know, like, does he actually even care anymore?
He's just minted, like he's just
Yeah.
I don't think he really cares anymore, but at the same time, I think he's still got that pride in him a little bit, just a little bit. And I
Yeah.
think he needs that redemption because he never got it, did he? Like,
No, exactly. He
got his
fucked
ass handed
himself.
to him a few times.
Yeah. So either he'll redeem himself, or it's probably all over for him.
Entertainment for us, though, either way. So, yeah. So, Conor
Yeah.
McGregor, John Cena, Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, bro. That
I
sounds
like it. I
pretty
like it.
interesting. Yeah.
I don't know if I've actually had anyone say Conor McGregor or Anakin Skywalker. So fair play to you for that one. I do applaud
Cheers,
you
bro.
on that one. Okay, Ash, I'm gonna add to it. What are you gonna make them? Or what are you gonna order at least if you're gonna get a takeaway or something? Act like it's the Last Supper.
Oh, it's Last Supper. Okay. Honestly, bro, right, this is the weirdest combo, but I made it like 2 weeks ago and it was beautiful, right?
Tell
You
me.
put like pizza bread, like the baguette pizzas,
Yeah.
right? And you put like chicken Kievs in the middle of it, make it a sandwich. Mate, weirdest food combo, but holy fuck, it was beautiful.
Oh, well, I hate to be in your toilet after
Oh,
that.
man. Worth it.
That actually gives me chills. I love it. Worth it. There are some times like that. It's like, yep, yeah, worth it. Worth it. So I love chicken Kiev, by the way. It's amazing. Actually had it this
Yeah,
week. So I thought, little insight
beautiful.
to my poor diet. But no, that's cool, man. That's cool. Ronan, is there any messages, anything you want to promote, anything you want to say, or yeah, just anyone you want to shit on? Because we're at the end of the interview and the chance is yours. You've been a great guest.
Okay, well, shout out to all my social medias at Ronan underscore King underscore. Much love to Emerson Jane. Fuck Judas Gray. That's me. That's me
We got that, and we got that.
Yeah.
Never had that before. Love it. I'm keeping that. So, Ronan, thank you for coming on. Much appreciated. I know we had to sort of reschedule, but it's all good. I'm glad I got you here now. 20 years old. Fucking hell. He's only just begun. He's just a baby, if you really think of it. A
Thank
lot
you,
of wrestlers
bro.
don't even hit their peak when they're 40 years old. So,
Yeah.
another 20 years in the business, and then who knows, mate.
We'll
But
see where it goes.
I'll be back on as well, and then we can discuss this. But, Ryan, hope you all, not you, hope you personally have a great week. If everyone
You
can
as
like
well,
this
man.
video, give Ronan a follow on his social media handles in the description that will be put below. Follow me on the social media handles in the description below. Fuck's sake. I haven't done this for a while. It's been like 2 weeks. I fuck words up really easily. It is what it is. Maybe it adds to the
You
charm.
know,
Who knows? But
there
yeah,
it does.
subscribe to
I
his
recommend
channel.
it.
Do it. Do it. Have a great weekend, everyone. But for now, take care. I was going to swear then, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not you. I'm not the goat. That just come up with lover. Thank you.
That's
I didn't.